making this team, even though you've seen so much of it till now?
Yeah, there's a number of players that are very close, and this is a big evaluation for a lot of these guys. There's a number of guys that have an opportunity to make this team, and we're trying to decide at a number of positions between one or two guys, and this will be the difference in them making the team.
So it kind of hinges on this last game, then?
No question. Well, you know, obviously we've, you know, make decisions with a number of guys, and, you know, David was, you know, he's got great speed, he's a competitor, and we just decided to go a different direction, but he does have some talent.
I know your starters aren't going to play this last game, but do you still need to see more from them, or have you seen enough, you think, heading into the bubble, what they can do?
Well, if we needed to see more, they'd be playing. We've done this every year, you know, since I've been here, so this is no different than any other year.
Did David's legal situation have anything to do with that?
No.
Can you give us an idea about your quarterback plans for Thursday night?
I'll share that with you a little bit later. There could be a couple possibilities, but I'll share that with the group. Before the game. Pardon me? No, he will not play quarterback. Oh, injured.
Oh.
Well, no, he practiced today, so hopefully he's okay.
Yeah.
Did you sneak out here or something?
Yeah,
watch practice?
He's hallucinating again.
No, see, he sneaks upstairs and watches out of the window. Yeah. I'm going to have to turn him in.
He has a lot of hiding places.
New chair.
That one hurts my back.
You don't like my chair, huh? We'll get a new one.
Michael, the guy like Patrick Ramsey, can you really use the extra reps in this last game? To kind of, he's still getting used to your system.
Well, it's part of the evaluation process. Do you give your second team quarterback more reps, or do you feel good enough about him that you want him to, you know, sit so there is no injuries? So if he does, if he did get a sprained ankle or something like that, you hurt yourself going into the last game. So those are the things that we ask each other, you know, we talk about before the last game of the preseason.
Another season is a tough, long season anyway, but leading up to this game and when you have to make your cuts on Sunday, is that kind of one of the hardest parts for you?
Yeah, I mean, this last cut was tough and this next one's even tougher. And you got to go down to 53 guys in a practice squad, and there's a lot of guys that are on the street. You know, their dreams are to play in the National Football League. A lot of these guys, and a number of these guys have been playing for a number of years that obviously don't fit into a system. So, yeah, that's a tough part.
Long camp, long preseason. Are you glad it's almost over then, at least? I mean, can you look at it that way, too?
Oh, there's no question about it. Everybody looks forward to the regular season, you know. I mean, for me, you know, you're used to college, coach 10 years in college, and heck, you never had a preseason game. You didn't have a practice game. You just went into your regular season, so. You know, we've lost a couple of players in this preseason. It's always tough, but you make the best out of them.
Mike, do you have any idea when Ben Hamilton might return? I mean, do you guys have any time to go for when he...
I am not Karnak, you know. We'll keep on saying the same thing. He's seeing specialists. He's seeing the best in the world. And when I feel he's ready to, you know, come back, he'll come back. Hopefully it's sooner than later. But, I mean, that's why we have guys that are specialists in that area. They, you know, they're going to evaluate them, and we... passes the proper test, and I'm sure he says the right things, that he'll be out in the field, but not until then.
Any thoughts on Dan Graham? Do you expect him to get more balls in the last game?
Daniel Graham, if he does get in, it'll be on the sideline in warm-ups because he's not playing. So if you're counting those pregame catches, he'll probably get about 6 or 7.
Good reps.
Yeah, good reps, yeah. He'll turn each one up, go for a touchdown, and hopefully I'll catch a few in the season. Okay, thanks.